Hi, welcome to the Brain Injury Answers Podcast. This is Dr. David Glazer providing the answers you need when a brain injury occurs. This podcast is for educational purposes only. For treatment, please consult your physician. This podcast does not represent the Department of Veterans Affairs. All right, let's get started. Question. My husband sustained a traumatic brain injury a couple years ago and now has many of the chronic conditions that you have written about. He is also a father to two children. Could you please explain a little bit more about what role my husband can have as a father in my children's life? Answer. This is a great question. Impairment and disability does not mean that one can no longer be a father. Once a father, always a father. But in this case, the roles of a father and actions a father may take that are seemed more traditional in our society might just look a little different. There might be a different role, a different way. The father is still a father to your children. There might be tasks he is unable to do if he's in a wheelchair, or if he has difficulty moving his muscles, or if his speech or thinking skills are different. It could be his memories not up to par, or he has emotional aspects that require more diligence to care for. But the first and main role is that he has a presence in your children's lives. The sheer presence provides a ability for your children to be able to connect with their father on at least a physical level. And then the emotional and spiritual and cognitive aspects of that relationship just manifest in a different mode. One can really see this if their father, say, had to go to a hospital for a pneumonia for a few days and then return home. You might see your children excited just to see him again. Obviously, there are many circumstances and many challenges in this relationship, and as usual, one size does not fit all. But also what your children could be educated about what their father has been through and maybe why their father is as they are. And as we've spoken about on past podcasts, one can learn a lot of good values from what their father has been through to get to the point of where they are now in their overall recovery. The diligence required, the hard work required, the optimism required, and also seeing the support that has been provided by you and the rest of the family in support of him. In the meaning of family, in the meaning of a support system, and what's involved in this aspects. Also, the father to the children, your husband, can teach them in a certain sense when to fight the fight and when to love peace, and in a different way display values that you want instilled in your children, and to continue on in the lineage when your children become parents. So again, yes, it very likely is a different relationship as father and children. or father and spouse, but it is not a lesser relationship. It is one of a different but also important and valuable one that can be much appreciated. So as this is being produced on Father's Day, we wish all those fathers out there and all those future fathers a happy Father's Day. One of meaning, one of value, at whatever your ability level is. It is one of importance. It is one of presence that is needed, and one that should be lived up to in its fullest sense. Whether you're a father living with the effects of a brain injury, or you're a father caring for someone who has sustained a brain injury, everyone should have a happy Father's Day and a good year ahead until the next. Happy Father's Day. That's a wrap for today. Remember to email all your questions to braininjuryanswers@gmail.com. Check out the website, www.braininjuryanswers.com. Thanks for listening.